Well, I have two stories, but the second one will be short. I was really happy when Linda brought this idea up because it brought back a really strong memory for me. When I was young, up until I was about age 7, we lived in Ohio, and we had extended family who lived on a farm in LaPel, Indiana, that had been in my mother's family for several generations. And so we went up there each summer for a family reunion. And in Indiana, if you've ever been there in the summer, it was always hotter than Smitty Boo, which was a saying of my grandmother's with indeterminate meaning. And it was always just thoroughly humid, so very hot and very humid. But we 11 cousins would play out in the field and what we called the haunted house, which was the old dilapidated farmhouse that they had moved out of probably 50 years earlier. We loved to play in there. And that was sitting off at one end of the property. But really the best part of the day was actually the making of ice cream. My great aunt Eleanor would have made a cream base, which was always vanilla, because it would be served with this huge variety of cakes and pies, so she always made vanilla. And it would be poured into two of those big metal canisters and placed in the old school ice cream makers. They had to hand crank. It would be covered with ice and rock salt, and always a great deal of to-do about making sure that none of the salt got into the ice cream mixture because it wouldn't freeze. And they always talked that up like it was this big hairy thing, but it never happened. And then my great uncle Fred would lower it into the actual machine, and then everyone would take turns hand cranking it, and we would compete to see who could do the largest number of turns. And we kind of count that until we got our shoulders and our arms so sore that we couldn't do it anymore. And at last, one of the aunts would declare it was done, and when the dasher was pulled out of it, all the kids would gather around to get a quick taste off of the dasher, and yes, all of us did eat off of the same dasher. Then the rest of it was packed into ice and put into a cooler to be saved for after dinner. And dinner was usually an enormous affair because, you know, it was this big family reunion, and the aunts all solidly believed that there was no such thing as just having one main dish. So there would be fried chicken and usually pork roast and two or three other things and multiple kinds of vegetables and jello salad and bread and all kinds of stuff. So you wouldn't think we'd have any room left for that. But in fact, we had a little time cooling down period, so there was what we called after dinner, there was visiting. I don't know if that term even exists anymore, but we used to talk about just sitting and visiting. And then for the kids, catching and releasing a ton of fireflies. That's what we would do, run around the farm in the evening, catch all those fireflies and play with them for a while and then go. So after all this was time, and out came this huge bevy of cakes and pies. I don't know how we ate all this stuff, but it would be like you commonly have cherry, peach, blueberry pies, and then the cakes would be chocolate, lemon, and angel food with strawberries on the side. And finally, this long-awaited ice cream came out, and people dished that on top of their desserts, and really there is nothing like the texture of that homemade ice cream. I've never tasted anything like it since. It's very different, and it's very good. We ate every last bit of it. So, yeah, that was my one really lovely memory. But my daughter Fiona reminded me that I had to tell this other quick story. When I first finished college, I was an actor, and I was working for a summer job up in Estes Park, Colorado. And because nobody ever made enough as an actor in a place like that to continue your living, people commonly had a day job, and my day job was in an ice cream scooping place in the touristy part of Estes Park. And it was interesting because we had to hand roll those waffle cones, which are really hot when you take them off the grill, and by the end of the summer you have built up this huge callus on your thumbs from rolling these things. But anyway, I almost never ate any ice cream while I worked there, and I love ice cream, but the smell of it was so sweet that I just couldn't ever eat it. But one day, I was, you had to change out these big tubs. And I'm just going to step forward so you can see what I'm talking about. So there'd be a big ice cream case, right? And when one tub was empty, you'd have to pull that tub out and reach down under it, and there'd be another tub. Well, being a person of pipe challenged nature, I reached down into that thing, and my body went into the hole because there wasn't actually another one under there. What was I saying? Round thing in this ice cream cake. There are all these customers, and my legs were still not kidding.